The London apartment of American guitarist and rock legend Jimi Hendrix has been restored as a museum. Hendrix was an American rock guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He and his girlfriend, Kathy Etchingham, lived in a top floor flat of an 18th century house in London's Mayfair neighborhood in 1968 and 1969. Every detail of the living space has been recreated. Persian rugs are on the floor. A Victorian shawl hangs above the bed. Newspapers lie on the dresser, and a clamshell ashtray sits next to it. Another room of the new museum has a wall of album covers, including Hendrix's Are You Experienced? That was his first album with drummer Mitch Mitchell and bass player Noel Redding. Some of Hendrix's own album collection, including a copy of Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, stained with Hendrix's own blood, are on display. Christian Lloyd is a professor at Queen's University in Britain and the author of a new book, Hendrix at Home, A Blues Man in Mayfair. He says Hendrix had no neighbors when he rented the flat, so he could make music as loud as he wanted to.
I think it was a kind of place where, after they'd been to the speakeasy, so one of the music clubs, just 5 or 10 minutes walk away, they'd come back here later and hang out and so on. So, yeah, Jimmy was 25 when he was here, so, yeah, they had some fun, yeah.
Lloyd says the display also features Hendrix's acoustic guitar that was always nearby.
That guitar was always leaned up against the bed there. It was always within hand's reach. He composed many of his most famous songs on that guitar, not on an electric guitar, actually. He was also someone who worked really, really hard on his music.
The apartment at 23 Brook Street is next to the former house of composer George Friedrich Handel. It was originally office space for the Handel House Museum. Hendrix's old apartment had been open only for special events. Museum directors decided to open a permanent museum in the flat. Jimi Hendrix was born in Seattle and was almost unknown when he first came to London in 1966. Word soon spread in the music community of his extraordinary talent. The following year, he released his debut album, Are You Experienced, with his band. The Jimi Hendrix Experience made him an international star. Although most of Hendrix's last years were spent touring, he returned to make London his base in 1968. The Brook Street House is his only surviving home. Barry Wenzel is a former photographer for Melody Maker magazine. He photographed Jimi Hendrix in the flat in the 1960s. Some of his images are on display in the exhibit. He says Jimmy would be pleased with the exhibit.
Every time I hear that, Hey Joe on the radio, I'm back in the darkroom again. The music and the pictures are on mnemonic to bring you back into that. And I think it's very important for the younger generation who don't know that world of freedom and hippiness and money wasn't an issue. And, hey, you walk down the street and there's Jimmy Page or Richie Blackmore, or you go to the speakeasy and there's Keith Moon destroying somebody's drum kit and drinking somebody to the floor in the bar.
Jimi Hendrix died in London in September 1970 at the age of 27 of a drug overdose. Had he lived, he would now be 73. I'm Marcia James. I said, where you going with that? You got it, your hand.